So we have seen that one of the implications of the first commandment, that you have no other God, is a direct clash with our traditional religions. There are a lot of examples I've given, maybe from my background, but I don't think there will be any tribe someone listening to this will be coming from where he cannot easily use similar principles in order to identify what, in following his traditions, will be contradicting this idea of a total allegiance to Jehovah. That once you have chosen Jehovah, there is nothing else that's supposed to have your attention. You're supposed to live in your total life in allegiance to Jehovah. So, I want to suggest to you a few rules. Ask yourself, in your own background, whether you are a European or an American or an Australian, Aboriginal, whatever you are, in that cultural background, are there ceremonies that require the shedding of blood? The ceremony themselves may be innocent. It may even be a celebration, but the culture requires that unless you kill a goat or a cow, that celebration cannot happen. The Word of God is telling us we do not have to follow even Jewish customs, but any custom, whether you are a Jew or a non-Jew, according to Acts 15, where blood will be involved, is a worship that contradicts the worship of Jehovah. So you need to look at it. Is it in your birthdays, celebrations? Is it in your wedding negotiations? Is it in your burials, celebrations? Is there a celebration that requires the shedding of blood? Then you have to say no to it, because the Word of God is saying the blood of Jesus was the final blood. After that, there is no other blood. Secondly, you need to look at your celebrations and ask a very important question. Is there a possibility that there is something you need to do in order to be blessed? And your elders tell you, when you do this, that's the way you are blessed. When you name your child like this, that's when you are blessed. When you watch your child looking upside down, that's the way you are blessed. Any culture or custom that is done so that you get blessings, and it is not part of the scriptures, will mean you have to be stopped. Because if you have done it and you have been blessed, and then you stand in a church saying how God has been good to you, the Lord has blessed you, people say, wait a minute. But we know you what you did in order to be blessed. You did what you also do, and we are not saved. That's why you are blessed. So you need to stop it. Not because in itself there is something bad or good about it, but because you do not want the glory of the Lord to go to your cultural gods, to your ancestors. You want it to go to Jehovah. So you have to stop customs, innocent-looking customs, which you are told when you do them, you actually get blessings. Thirdly, you may need to stop doing customs which you are told if you don't do, or rather you need to not to do customs which you are told if you do it, it will bring you a curse. A friend of mine was told if you enter a certain house, there'll be ghosts. Now he believed the Lord's protection, and he said, I'm going in, because if I don't, you think your fears become my fears. And so you need to ask, are there things you are being told? If you do that one, you get chira, you get a curse. then you have to do it so they can see the protection of the blood of Jesus is actually adequate. So you have to show clearly your protection. It's not in those doing what those ancestors required. It is in accepting the Lord. So you need to ask yourself, are you totally sold to Jesus? Or are you doing things that show you have protection from Christ, but in other areas, you have protection from your ancestral gods, your ancestral traditions?